good dog is lost. Suicide above the counter at the corner store, with an address and a phone to call. Still and all it said, a little bit more it said, hey there stranger, well, I can hardly believe someone that I love that much has run away from me. And if you find her, you can only return to me at any cost. For a good dog is lost. Somewhere out there tonight upon a darkened street, running breathless with a wild beating heart. In all directions on four tiny feet calling, hey there stranger, well I can hardly believe someone that I love that much has forgotten about me. Look at all these people tucked away in their houses, watching reruns of Who's the Boss. For a good dog is lost. And a tired clerk behind the counter says, every day in tiny ways we disappear. On a night like this, it's better him than me out there. For a good dog is lost. Set a fly beneath the windshield wiper of my car. So I stashed it in my groceries. Caught this expression in my rearview mirror, it said, hey there stranger, well, I can hardly believe that a picture of a puppy drawn with a crayon can get to a guy like me. Guess I'll just go out and drive around. You know I'll never sleep, I'll just turn and toss. For a good dog is lost. Good dog is lost. A good dog is lost. Good dog is lost. Good dog is lost.
That's Ken Tizard with the title track from his new recording, A Good Dog Is Lost, a collection of Ron Hynes songs. Ron Hynes, the great Newfoundland songsmith, passed away in 2015, and the new album represents Ken Tizard's loving tribute to his friend and musical mentor. We caught up with Ken Tizard at home in Campbellford, Ontario, to talk about the new album. How are you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing well, Jen. It's a lovely day out there.
Great to be able to talk to you. You're just back from a Home Roots tour of Alberta. How did that go?
It was fantastic. I did 11 shows in 12 days. The drives were beautiful. The weather was nice, and the crowds were great, and the hosts were, you know. I don't have enough good things to say about it, and it was really nice for me to sort of, you know, warm up the arrival of this record with a couple of weeks of, you know, telling stories and singing songs of Ron's to an audience that you know, partly knew his stuff and partly didn't. It was a really nice experience.
I think Ron Hynes is very much one of those performers that the more you learn about him, the more you love his music. I certainly feel that way. I think that I, you know, when he was alive, I don't think I really appreciated, you know, how lucky we were to be able to call him Canadian.
Well, I completely agree. You know, he's one of those guys that you know, you can learn to love his personality through his music, because, you know, there's so much of his actual character in the music itself, and the way that he captured the Newfoundland culture and the stories and the music of Newfoundland and brought it out to the world as best he could is an amazing achievement.
So you're Newfoundland born and raised yourself. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Ron, because I know in 2013 you went out on tour with him, but can you take us back to when you first met him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll keep the story concise, because this story gets a little bit meandering, but I mean, when I was a child growing up, you know, one of the first times that I saw Newfoundland culture reflected back through the television was with a program called The Wonderful Grand Band, which was a part comedy, part music show that was on. You know, featured Tommy Sexton and Greg Malone, and later on some of the people from 22 Minutes were on it, you know, Kathy and Mary. And they had a house band as part of the TV show, and the singer was a young Ron Hines at the time. And, you know, one of my earliest memories of television was the wonderful Grand Band and seeing Ron and sort of knowing back then that that was what I wanted to do. And about, you know, 15 years later, when I was a teenager, I was living with my girlfriend and her parents, and Ron and his wife were best friends with my girlfriend's parents. So I ended up, you know, at the dinner table with them quite often. I was still a young punk, and Ron didn't pay me much attention, of course, but, you know, I did get to know him a little bit. But it wasn't until 2012, I think, when he finally reached out to me and said, you know, I'd like you to come down and play some shows with me, which was a real sort of feather in my cap because, you know, Ron is a very notable Newfoundland musician, and I know that he always chose fantastic musicians to work with, and I felt really honored to be a part of that package, especially going back to do the duo tour, just me and him across Newfoundland and Labrador, which then turned into, you know, a bunch of Ontario dates and other stuff, and we just became friends, you know. I mean, it wasn't easy. Ron was a very interesting character with lots of personality quirks, you know, some of which came from just being an artist, and some came from, you know, his addictive personality and the demons that he struggled with. But inevitably, we became very close, and, you know, it was just something that kind of grew naturally, and there was nothing forced about it. I was honored and privileged to be in his company and play music with him.
And I think, unfortunately, after his death in 2015, that must have hit you quite hard, did it?
It hit me really hard. You know, I had lost a friend and also lost part of a Newfoundland group. When I was growing up, I socialized with a bunch of the older arts community in Newfoundland. You know, there was Mercedes Berry and Phil Dinn and Mike Wade and Janice Spence. And I could go on. There was a list of about 15 or 20 of them, of which Ron was a part of as well. And they've all passed on, and Ron was one of the last ones out of that group to leave. So it was kind of the end of an era. It was losing a friend. It was also losing a musical mentor. I mean, I think Ron would probably get mad if I used that word. And I have to sort of say that because, you know, that wasn't sort of the relationship we had. We didn't sit down and craft songs together, and he didn't sort of teach me his tricks. It was very subtle, you know, the way that me and him built our relationship in that way. You know, I'd be working on songs and he'd just kind of randomly, not necessarily when I was playing him something, but sort of randomly out of the blue, deliver these little pieces of wisdom that helped me learn to craft songs a little bit more the way that I wanted to. Just because he had so much more experience in that, in the craft of, you know, narrative songwriting than I had. So when he left, yeah, I was left with a pretty big hole. You know, it was a friend, it was a mentor, it was a musician, it was all these things.
And I think that was when you decided to put on the one-man show, Hindsight.
Yes.
Which was put on at the West Bend Arts Festival Theatre in Campbellford. I suppose that was the perfect opportunity for you to, you know, to be able to talk about Ron, play some of his songs. And I guess that's how the album started to develop, did it?
Well, that was exactly it. You know, I was scheduled to do the show in the spring at West Bend, and I didn't really have a concept for it yet. And when Ron passed, the artistic director there reached out and said, if you'd like to include some of Ron's songs and Ron's stories in the evening, you know, I'd be happy with you to do that. And that's when it kind of turned into this show called Hindsight, which was basically me talking about Ron and mine and Ron's experiences together and my experiences being with such a guy. And playing some of his songs the way that me and him did them together, and also playing some of my songs that he had an impact on. I thought maybe I would record that and release it, and I did record it, but when I listened to it back, it didn't seem to capture the full vibe. And I guess I was still trying to spend time with Ron by being close to his music, you know, learning all these songs and analyzing his styles and his phrasings and all these things that were in his toolbox. That just led me down this road, and I took my time with it as well because I didn't want to just learn Ron's songs and replicate them the way he did them. I wanted to really curate what was going to be on the album and make sure there was a good, solid reason for it to be there. And also, at the same time, do justice to the way that Ron did the songs, but at the same time, play them the way that I would play them. So that took a long time to craft.
And I think there's 11 songs on this album. How did you decide which ones made the cut?
every song has a little story there. But, you know, there was, I mean, Sonny's Dream and St. John's Waltz were, you know, I would be excommunicated as a Newfoundlander if I did a Ron tribute album, and it didn't include those two, so they were there. And then, you know, going down the list, there's songs like For the USA, which Ron always did a cappella and recorded a cappella. But I had found an old video snippet of him when he was first writing that song, performing it at a tent or a songwriter circle or something, and he was playing a little bit of guitar with it. So I lifted what he was playing and put a full band around it with some fiddles and stuff to make it into more of a band song. My Father's Ghost is one of my favorite songs for lyrics. I think the imagery in that song is just absolutely wonderful, and I love to listen to that song, so I wanted to play that one. 1962 was the first song I ever played with Ron Hines. House is my wife's favorite Ron Hines song. Like, everyone has a specific reason. So, and at the end of the day, the 11 that I chose on, there was actually 13, but two of them failed in the recording process for a variety of reasons.
It's always interesting when you say that, because I always think, well, does that mean there's going to be another album after this one?
Well, it's my buddy Andrew Young's husband said to me, he said, oh, I hope this is the first of a bunch of records you're going to do for Ron. I went, oh, okay, well, I don't know about that. This is a pretty big commitment as it is. You know, it took me a year to make it, and I'm going to be promoting it for a year. I mean, I will always be playing Ron Hines songs. He's a huge part of my life for so many reasons. And, you know, as an artist, it's just, it'll always be there, though. You know, no matter how many albums I do of my own in the future, there will always be some representation of Ron. You know, right now it's a main focus, and, you know, I'm dedicated, you know, the next year or so while I'm promoting it and being out doing, you know, radio and press and performing. I will be, you know, mostly focusing on the stuff that I've recorded for this record with Ron, and I feel really pleased and honored to be able to do it.
So we started off with A Good Dog Is Lost, which is one of my favorite songs by Ron. I always get a lump in my throat when I listen to it, especially when I listen to him sing it. But you do a really good job, too.
Well, thank you.
And listening to the whole album, you can see that, you know, quite clearly, you know, the friendship, the mentorship, it all comes through. I mean, there's a huge amount of respect that's in this project from you.
Oh, that's nice to hear, because, I mean, I did intend that to be there, and I never know, you know. It's you do your best to create, you know, what you can call art, and then you put it out to the world, and you have no idea how people are going to interpret it. So it's really nice to hear you say that.
Yeah. Let's play another track from the album just now. I'd like to play Judgment. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Judgment was a song, I remember when Stealing Genius came out, I was touring with my wife and kids throughout Alberta and down through Oregon and stuff in the summer, and I had that CD, and my daughters fell in love with that song, and they were always asking me to play that song, so it got played a lot on that road trip. And when I started working with Ron, I was playing that song in sort of this rock band that I had called Bad Intent, and we did kind of a rock and roll pedal steel version of it. And I remember Ron saying to me once that he'd love to hear another recording of that song, because he'd never heard one outside of his version of it. So when it came time to do the album, I just remembered Ron telling me that. So I decided that song should be there as well.
Let's play that just now. This is Ken Tizard with his version of Ron Hines' song Judgment from the new album A Good Dog Is Lost, a collection of Ron Hines' songs. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I got a whole world of judgment on me now. I am cursed and called a craven coward, this I will avow. I treasure my notoriety. I'm the man no man wants to see. Still, it's better to be famous for the wrong I've done tonight than to be nobody all my life. I did it all for fortune and for fame. Now I'm the man. I shot and I killed Jesse James. Everybody knows me now for sure. Every meal's a feast, every empress is a whore. And it's better to be famous for the wrong I've done tonight than to be nobody all my life. See, a his face forever in my dreams. I see me shoot him with a gun. It was a gift from him to me, and I did it all for fortune and for fame. Now I'm the man. I shot and I killed Jesse James. Everybody knows me now for sure. Every meal's a feast, every empress is a whore, and it's better to be famous for the wrong I've done tonight than to be nobody all my life. Face forever in my dreams. I see me shoot him with a gun. It was a gift from him to me, and I got a whole world of judgment on me now. Oh, I am cursed, called a craven coward. This I will avow. Well, I treasure my notoriety. I'm the man no man wants to see. Still, it's better to be famous for the wrong I've done tonight than to be nobody all my life. Than to be nobody all my life. I did it so I wouldn't be nobody all my life.
That's Ken Tizard with Ron Hines' song Judgment from Ken's new album. It's entitled A Good Dog Is Lost, a collection of Ron Hines' songs. Ken's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're chatting about the project. What I'd like to do is give you a chance to talk about who plays on this, because one of the things I do love about this is the musicianship is quite beautiful. You've got some lovely players on here. I love the way that you have given the space for the different instruments to come through, and sometimes that can get lost in a project. So tell us a little bit about who's on this album.
Well, there's a collection of people that I've been working with in the Campbellford area in the last few years. Luke Mercier is my fiddle, banjo, and mandolin player. And he worked on No Dark, No Light with me as well. And he's an absolutely integral part of the sound of my last two records. He does all the melody stuff with those three instruments, which is really neat. And then I have Ken Grant playing bass. Ken Grant is one of my oldest friends here in town, and for years, being a bass player myself, I had a trio without a bass player because I couldn't find anybody I liked. And then I met this guy, and he sort of plays, you know, what I'm hearing in my head, which is perfect. And he's a very, very wise man, and I love having him around. He really holds it together. Then I have two new people as well, Steve Dagg and Ken Kelly, and they had both moved into the area here from Toronto, you know, about a year before I was making this record, and they were just hanging out. They'd come out to see me sort of at the local pub and stuff, and we became friends, and when it came time to do the record, I included them. Steve Dagg plays drums, and Ken Kelly plays electric guitar. It was a tough thing to put the instruments in and get it sound the way I wanted it to, so My approach was really to just focus on the acoustic guitar and the voice, which is, you know, because a lot of the touring that I had to do is solo, so I wanted the songs to really stand out as acoustic guitar and voice songs, and then have everything else come in around and support it. And at the end of the day, it was Van Atkins who mixed it, who really helped me decide, you know, okay, we've got guitar and fiddle happening here, and, you know, which one is going to be cut. And these were decisions that I'd been living with for too long and I was having a hard time making, so I just kind of deferred to him on a lot of that. And we cleaned up an awful lot of stuff towards the end just to make it sound really cohesive, and I think it does. And then the addition of special guests on top of that, I really wanted St. John's Waltz to be special, so I reached out to Paul Kinsman, who played keyboards, piano, and accordion with Ron, and he plays accordion on St. John's Waltz. And Amelia Curran as well. We do it as a duet, and she does an absolutely lovely job. I wish we had time to do more of the record together, but I was really happy to have her for that. And of course, on Sunny's Dream, I have my daughter singing with me as well. So that was another special sort of moment, which was a little bit of a risk to take, you know, include my family on the record. But I think it worked out really well.
Well, I love the actual video that you have for Sunny's Dream, where you're driving down the road and you're all sitting in the front seat of the car singing. It's quite a beautiful video.
And, oh, that's nice to hear, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, the love comes through. I mean, it's, I don't know, do they have aspirations for musical careers as well? Because, you know, obviously, we haven't talked about the fact that, you know, you were a rock bassist with two of Canada's great bands, you know, the Watchmen and Thornley, before you developed this folk career. But I always wonder, you know, what great genes these kids must have. Are they going to get into music?
Well, they have taken a road that I'm very, you know, somewhat relieved, and also kind of, I think it's very logical. They're both very, you know, from my wife, they get the smart side of things. You know, they're both very good at school, and they're very academically inclined. And they both have come, you know, they both play guitar and piano, and they sing and they do all that, but they both have come to the conclusion that they want music in their lives and they will play music, but they don't want to do it for a career. They realize that, you know, a lot of people who follow their dreams of being a musician and take on the career part of it, the music kind of changes and it's not particularly good often. So they've decided that they will have music in their lives, but they will, you know, my youngest wants to be an engineer and my oldest wants to be a teacher. So that's their passion, but they will still have music in their life at some point, you know, whenever they want it, but they don't want it for a career. So that kind of makes me, you know, I would have been happy had they gone, you know, chosen music as a career too, but I'm just as happy that they're doing something else and they're still going to have music in their life. I think that's pretty important.
And a lot of us change careers all the time. It's quite common these days for people to have two or three different careers. So who knows what the future brings?
Exactly. I'm having fun with them right now and we play music and they're in school and, you know, it's, I'm very lucky. I'm a very lucky man that, you know, they can come step up to the microphone and sing the parts well, and even shooting the video, I was a little bit worried because, you know, they are teenagers and they're also up to the public scrutiny of their friends as soon as these things go online. But they were very, very excited to do it, and you know, they're pretty cool girls like that.
Yeah, and they did a great job. So you have some release shows coming up. I know you've been back to Newfoundland with, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, the album as well as your other recordings. You've also, as we mentioned at the start of the interview, been out to Alberta on a house concert tour. You have, a series of release shows coming up, don't you?
I do, yes. I have Campbellford here the week the CD comes out, and then I have, I'm doing Toronto at the Burdock. I'm doing Tweed at the Marble Arts Centre. I've got Perth, Peterborough, and this Kingston is being worked on, and Ottawa is being worked on. I mean, over the next year, I will be busy. It'll be a combination of me playing solo shows, duo and trio, and full band as much as we can, because I really like the full band vibe. It's just a hard thing to move around right now, but I'll be keeping busy.
And what about your
long time?
What about your own songs? You know, the No Dark No Light, it's a fabulous album.
Thank you.
Are you working on some new stuff that you'll release? You know, own stuff down the road.
I am. The new record is in the works. I've recently become a big fan of. Or becoming more of a big fan of a lot of bluegrass-inspired music. I don't have bluegrass in my cultural history, but as always, going through life, I sort of pick things up a little bit like a sponge, so I've been doing a lot of that on the side and kind of quietly. And all the people in my band, we have recently started a new project called Music for Goats. And Music for Goats is basically a fiddle and old-time country band where we do, you know, mostly covers. You know, George Jones and Hank Williams on the countryside, and then all these old-time fiddle tunes, which my fiddle player knows. You know, we kind of charge along bluegrass style and back him up, and that's become a lot of fun. So I think over the winter we're going to do some recording. There's been some stuff that I've been writing, which is a little bit lighter, a lighter side of Ken Tizard, kind of songs that have almost a comedic slant to them. So I think that those are going to fall into the, you know, Ken Tizard with Music for Goats side of things. And I'm kind of excited to see where that goes. But while that's happening, I am writing and composing my new record as well. And that one is going to be, you know, along the same sonic palette as No Dark, No Light and Now a Good Dog is Lost.
Can I just say that when you make the t-shirts for Music for Goats, you put my name on one of them, because I would love to have a t-shirt with that written on.
You know what's so funny is that I did stickers. I did a little logo and I did stickers a few months ago, and everybody, they come up to the merch table and they're always asking if there's one of, if I have it in a t-shirt. Nobody's even heard it. Nobody knows anything about it, but they all want the t-shirt. So
I think yes, you could sell them in advance. I'm pretty sure about that.
I think so too. So I'm excited by that. It's a neat project, and it's a different thing for me too. You know, as an artist, I do like to explore, and you know, as much as you know, maintaining a certain style is important. There's also a certain amount of personal growth that I also think is really important in music.
Yeah, no, that's great. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to kentizzard.com, and they can find out all kinds of stuff there. And they can email me there. I take care of everything, everything from you know, the phone to the driving to the creation of everything that you see. Right on through to, you know, answering emails. So if anybody has any questions or wants to reach out for concerts or house concerts or anything at all, they can always get a hold of me too. I'm a firm believer in being available for people who enjoy the music.
Well, as always, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. We only have to do one thing, and that's to pick the final song we should play. I thought it should be St. John's Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that song, and then we'll let it play us out.
St. John's Waltz is one of those lovely songs that, you know, it's been a Newfoundland favorite for years. I mean, I was listening to the new Ennis Sisters record when I was traveling a lot. It's a beautiful record. And there's even, you know, they're even making reference to dancing to the St. John's Waltz in their songs. You know, it's one of those songs that's woven its way into the fabric of Newfoundland. And to have Paul Kinsman playing accordion and have Amelia singing on me, you know, that second verse where she takes the lead is so hauntingly beautiful, and it's actually kind of made it difficult for me to play the song live, because every time we get there, I want to hear her voice, and of course, she's not on stage with me, so I'm always left a little bit disappointed by my own somber tones, but yeah, it's a pretty special tune to have both of those involved with as well.
As always, it's a great pleasure. This is Ken Tizzard with St. John's Waltz from his new album, A Good Dog Is Lost, a collection of Ron Hynes songs. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Ken.
Thank you, Jan.
Oh, the harbor lights are gleaming, and the evening's still and dark, and the seagulls all are dreaming, seagull dreams on Amherst Rock, and the mist is slowly moving as the storefront lights go dim, and the moon is gently lifting as the last ship's coming in. All the sailors got a story, some are true and some are false, but they're always wrecked up on the decks dancing the St. John's Waltz.
We've had our share of history, we've seen nations come and go, we've seen battles rage over land and stage for 100 years or more. For glory or for freedom, or for country or for king, or for money or fame, but there are no names on the graves where men lie sleeping. All the 9-to-5s survive the day with a sigh and a dose of salts, and they're parking their cars and packing the bars, dancing the St. John's Waltz. Thank you.
Oh, my heart is on the highway, and I'm sold on going to see all the planes fill up the skyway, and the trains run swift and free. Leave the wayward free to wander, leave the restless free to roam. Whether it's a rocks in the bay or an old cliche, you'll find your way back home. But don't question or inquire what's been gained and what's been lost. In a world of romance, don't miss out on the chance to be dancing the St. John's Waltz. In a world of romance, don't miss out on the chance to be dancing the St. John's Waltz.